it is time to look to the business community in Michigan and trying to figure out how we can continue to emerge from the pandemic that obviously created so many problems for 2 years. And from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Leah Robinson joins me, the Director of Tax Policy and Legislative Affairs. Leah, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. How are you this morning?
I am well and glad to have you here as we head into a hopefully a nice holiday weekend. That'll be nice. A lot of folks are trying to figure out how to get the workforce back in place. We don't have, and it's true all over the country, we don't have the workforce we did prior to March 13th, 2020, when a national emergency was declared because of the pandemic. So we're still rebuilding from that. Michigan, no different than anyone else. But there's some initiatives being put forth that you think might help move the needle. One of those, making childcare more accessible because it'll help us protect our talent and avoid a talent crisis that we're already experiencing in some ways. Tell me about the childcare and the role that it plays in making sure you have the employees you need.
For sure, absolutely. You encapsulated the issue well. COVID essentially exacerbated this workforce development crisis all throughout the country and through every single industry. No industry was safe from that. After COVID, we definitely saw men back in the workforce almost to the same amount that they were before the pandemic. With women, it's still lacking. I believe it's about 50%. So a lot of legislatures, not only ours, across the country, have been focusing on how do we get everyone back into the workforce as soon as possible, considering last year alone in 2021, the workforce lost 41 million people across the country, 7 million of those alone in November of 2021. And that was not far off from right now. So we are still experiencing that. We're still feeling that. And one of the ways that we think this could be an avenue for people to get back into the workforce is making sure that Michigan has affordable, reasonable, and accessible childcare, mainly considering a lot of those childcare businesses shut down during COVID as well. There have been two proposals moving. One, the governor announced last week that she will be working on a Caring for Michigan Future plan that focuses on opening 1,000 new child care programs by 2024.
And when you say new child care programs, what kind of programs are we talking about there? 1,000 new programs, because, you know, critics are going to say, you know, we don't have the ability to afford that. Others would say we can't afford not to do that. But what kind of child care facilities are we talking about? In-home? Are we talking about, you know, early education at local school districts? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't believe that the governor's plan is focusing on in-home programs. I think she's specifically targeting child care facilities. So it's kind of a double-edged sword here in the sense that we've got a legislature that is working on those child care at-home centers, which is awesome because we need those as well. And then the governor's plan specifically focuses on those entities and those businesses.
Why has childcare gotten so expensive? I guess that's one of the questions that people really are focused on, Leah. I mean, it didn't used to cost so much. I mean, people actually have this debate. Well, if I go back to work, we're going to pay X in childcare, and therefore either I don't make enough money or I don't make any money at all. I mean, that's a real conversation with people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I have conversations with people all the time that present that as an issue. And it absolutely is an issue. I believe that we needed more child care professionals in the industry, and we haven't been getting those for some time. And then stack COVID on top of that, and it really eliminated a lot of sources for people.
Yeah, it eliminated a lot of sources. Well, it created a lot of disruption, plus a lot of money was taken out of savings and so forth. So if people were going to go back to work, maybe they could nip a little savings to get started again. But a lot of those savings were exhausted during COVID for a variety of reasons, paying other bills and so forth. Puts a lot of strain on people. The governor does plan to spend $100 million. That would be her plan to expand access to child care for working families and support child care providers. But I would guess most of that would be in bigger more populated areas because, let's be fair, you're not going to put a child care center in a lot of the more rural counties. So that brings us back to the in-home care you were talking about, right?
So for sure, the legislature is actually taking up a package of bills today in the Senate Economic and Small Business Development. It's about a seven-bill package that focuses on those in-home child care facilities. First and foremost, the package seeks to create a family child care network or a regional child care network to support those home-based entities. So you're going to get more support, more resources. I think the network even requires the option of training, so that's helpful. It requires the Michigan Department of Education to develop a contract model for infant and toddler child care that could be funded through federal funds, which we don't have that option right now. So if we could, that'd be incredible. And then also just responsibly increasing the ratio for minors that are allowed to be in this family child care home. Because right now, the family child care home specifically, you're only allowed to have six. So one of the bills, I believe it's 5041, sponsored by Representative Jack O'Malley, says if these family child care homes have been doing what they're supposed to be doing, they follow this licensing structure, their licenses are consistently up to date, and they're following all the protocol in order to receive this license and continually have it, we should allow them to take on more responsibility.
And raise the number to what?
So it'd just be one additional child based off of your licensing renewals.
So you could add one, though, and that's a step forward.
Right.
You know, and I've been in, you know, I've had child care. I've been in places where I'm only allowed to have six and no room. And I look around and think, well, the place is completely under control. It's not like they're going bonkers. And so I agree with expanding. I would maybe expand a little bit more. But, hey, one step at a time in the right direction. At least we're heading in the right direction, right? I'll take that. Leah Robinson, the Director of Tax Policy and Legislative Affairs. But it is critical. We have to be able to have people afford child care so they can get in the workforce and move it forward as far as work goes. Now, they chose to have the children, and that's where the argument's going to come as to how much is appropriate, how much money should go out. So I guess we'll see, Leah, where these two competing ideas come down, or maybe they come together at some point. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. I think you're nail on the head right there. I think they're going to come together because they're both issues that support the same goal. And at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, no matter what's going on, child care included, we want to make sure that your business and your employees are successful.
And you can find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. If you're looking for solutions and you're in business and you have a company, if you're not a member of the Michigan Chamber, you should be, michamber.com. Leah Robinson, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You as well. There you have it, michamber.com. I've always been a member. Proudly, by the way. Do I always agree with everything? No, but that's okay. It's America. Don't have to agree with everything all the time. But I do agree that business is the foundation of it all. We'll be back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.